the widespread mail-in voting. And I don't know, I think ballot harvesting as well. What do you make of those measures? And do you think they have a chance, A, of getting on the ballot, getting enough signatures? 140,000, I think, is what it is.
Yeah, right. 40 per congressional district. 40,000.
Yeah. 140,000. Do you think it can be successful?
Yes, I do think it can be successful. We'll know by mid-March if the language is going to hold up, because any kind of legal pushback will happen before then. So we'll know by then, but then you only have from March 18th, I believe it is, to June 29th to find 160,000 is what they're going for. They need 140,000 minimal, so they're going to need some extras, and they need 40,000 basically from each congressional district. So once they know the language is fine, people are going to have to step up and circulate this petition. I mean, that's a lot of signatures. And it's a big job, and it's going to cost a lot of money, because unfortunately, I don't know if we're going to get enough volunteers, then we're going to have to pay people to collect. And I've been told by the petitioning companies that the cost to pay petitioners has gone way up. I mean, I used to do this back in Illinois many moons ago, and we were getting paid $1 or $2, and really close to an election, $3. I'm hearing they're going to have to pay $8, $10, and $12 a signature to get it done here. Because it's hard to get people to work. So with that thought in mind, it's going to be more expensive than ever, too.
More than $1 million, because I had always heard $1 million was kind of the benchmark.
A million and a half, at least.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, just to get it on, and then it needs to be advertised. And, you know, we're looking at two different types of things. First of all, we're looking at a constitutional ballot measure, and that would be on in November, and then I'd have to come back 2 years later for the second vote, because it has to be voted on twice to amend the Constitution. That's the one for voter ID. The other stuff is in a statutory initiative, and quite frankly, that starts off by going to the legislature in 2023 in February, and if they vote on it during the legislative session, they can pass it. If it doesn't come out of their past, then it ends up on the ballot in 2024. So there's a long process here besides, can we get enough signatures? Can we get it on the ballot? And then once it's passed, you know, there's going to be a zillion legal challenges there, too.
What is your sense of what the electorate wants? I mean, this is one of those things in the other initiative that we've been talking about, and that is the one relative to school choice and all of that, the Aaron Phillips thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just curious, what is your sense of what the electorate wants in out of all of this?
I think the electorate wants to know that their elections are fair. So we don't have local polling. However, Nevada policy is about to go out with a poll. We've got a poll going out beginning of March on just on these questions on election integrity. So I'm going to be happy to come back to you in mid-March with lots of information on what the Nevada electorate wants in this issue.
Wow. And this will be, you folks have a polling firm that you're going to contract with?
Yes, we've already contracted with a very reputable firm out of Arizona. We've used them before. We know that their stuff is good. We will have a margin of error, I believe, on this poll is like 4.5%, because we're doing a large sampling, and we're excited about it. We're excited to share the information once we get it back.
And what will the subject matter be? Will it be the mail-in voting, or will it also include?
We've got questions on every part of the election integrity process. First of all, general, what is your perception? And then mail-in balloting, voter ID, ballot harvesting. Should they be allowed to count 7 days after the election? Why doesn't it just end on election night? I mean, it drives me nuts. We live in Nevada, a place where people are good for counting in the middle of the night, and then they quit counting here in the middle of the night.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I agree with you. Hey, John, if folks want to reach out, if they want to help you initiate some of this polling that's going on, tell us how they can do it.
Real simple. Go to npri.org, sign up for our email, and also there's contact. Click right on the top where it says contact and send me an email.
We'll look forward to your polling numbers. I can't wait to see them. John, thanks so much, my friend. You be good, and we'll talk again in mid-March.
We can talk before that. Thanks, Devin. Bye.
There you go. John Zarpolis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Stay where you are. Don't even touch that. Don't even think about it on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And at 2:31, as we check things out with our traffic cams at the moment, looks like we're seeing a little bit of congestion there on the Southern Beltway right now, past the airport connector there on the 215 westbound as you approach Interstate 15 there on 215 westbound. And you're averaging about 55 miles per hour as you work your way through the resort area of Interstate 15. A little bit of congestion, you're not up to full speed through there, south of Flamingo, north at Hacienda. Remember, the on and off ramps are closed still. That's Interstate 15 northbound at Sloan Road. So if you're trying to get through there, keep that in mind as well. It should be cleaned up very soon.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. UNLV basketball, they get back at it coming up tomorrow evening when they are going to play at Fresno State. There are two games tonight in the Mountain West Conference, including in Reno, where UNR is going to play host to San Jose State. Elsewhere, number 22 Wyoming is at New Mexico, and Utah State and San Diego State will play in San Diego. The Vegas Golden Knights, they are set to return to action coming up tomorrow when they take on the Colorado Avalanche. Big news, center Jack Eichel is going to make his debut. Also, Captain Mark Stone has been placed on long-term injured reserve. Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Be ready for winter weather and save money at O'Reilly Auto Parts. It's time to replace your old wiper blades with a new pair of Bosch Icon wiper blades. Right now, save $8 per pair and earn double O Rewards points. Our professional parts people will even install them for you for free. Visit your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Panera, you can say yes to both of your cravings. We call it You Pick Two. And with over 465 pairings, you'll find a meal sure to satisfy any mood. Are you feeling both fresh and fun? Pick our Fuji apple salad with a new Thai chicken soup. Or maybe you're feeling classic and bold. Pair some creamy mac and cheese with our new citrus Asian crunch salad. Pick your perfect pair and order a You Pick Two today. Panera, the familiar made fantastic.
You know, at this point, I think just about everyone paying attention knows that Steve Sisolak is bad for Nevada. But be very careful of who you choose as your next governor. We don't need another weak-willed rhino, or worse, a gun-grabbing sheriff. I looked at Joe Lombardo's record. He is clearly Nevada's anti-gun rights ambassador. Do you realize 13 Nevada sheriffs signed on to the Second Amendment Sanctuary County Movement? Guess which sheriff lacked the courage for that? Yep, Joe Lombardo. Lombardo even supports a universal background check. Mr. Lombardo, Spider-Man is not real, and criminals are not going to go through a universal background check before stealing, buying, or using a gun. I'm Fred Simon, a true Second Amendment supporter and a genuine conservative. And I am serious about fixing Nevada's problems. Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, tomorrow, taking a day off, I will be back on Thursday. In the meantime, though, I had a chance to visit earlier with our friend Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com and the NevadaGlobe.com. I had a chance to talk to her, our first chance to get together since the masks came off since the governor unmasked Nevada. And I asked her, isn't it nice to be mask-free?
Oh, it's, well, you know, honestly, Kevin, I've been mask-free since they re-implemented the mandate in July. And prior to that, I didn't really wear my mask. I've been living my life, breathing freely, and foregoing the filthy, germ-ridden mask. That was basically a decorative face cloth, according to Dr. Leana Wen of CNN. And so my life has not changed that much, but I can tell you that many people's lives have changed. And it's been such a nice experience to walk into a restaurant or whatever, you know, a place of business and see smiling faces, not only of the consumers, but of the shop owners and the bartenders and the waitresses. And I got to tell you, you know, I go out quite a bit around town, talk to a lot of people. I know a lot of people in the hospitality industry, and they are just overjoyed, ecstatic, and just really a sense of relief because they no longer have to wear a useless, filthy mask for 8 hours on their shift.
And one of the things that you folks wrote about at the NevadaGlobe.com was that candidates for governor were very quick to jump on Governor Sisolak, that this was not necessarily based on science, but it was based on politics. What is your read of area politicians and how they're thinking about this? And are they questioning whether this is politics or science?
Well, absolutely, and that's the whole basis of, you know, their criticism and their critique of Sisolak. And you know, it's not only the candidates that are coming forward and asking, where's the science? Because if we do look at the data, and if science is data-driven, which it is, then Sisolak would not have removed the mask mandate because we have more cases this month than we had in July when he reinstituted the mask mandate. And so the science doesn't make sense. So what makes sense? Well, according, now this is from the mouth of Governor Sisolak's medical advisory doctor. He is an I can never say that word. I'm not going to say it. He's a doctor at UNLV.
An epidemiologist, I think is what it is.
Epidemiologist. Epidemiologist.
I practiced
he sits on the health advisory board for the governor, and he's also part of the COVID-19 task force that the governor appointed. And he told Channel 5 Fox Las Vegas News on the day that the governor lifted the mandate, he told the news organization that he and the COVID-19 doctors were never consulted about removing the mask mandate, and he said due to political changes is why the mask mandate was removed. Now this comes from not a Republican, I don't even know if he's a Democrat or a Republican, but this comes from a doctor who was appointed by Governor Sisolak, who sits on the COVID-19 task force for the state, and admits to Channel 5 News that the mask mandate was lifted due to political reasons.
Wow. Isn't that, though, what we have always wanted? We have wanted somebody in the medical community to speak up and say this isn't right. It just doesn't make any sense. Why are we just now hearing this?
Well, because obviously the political pressure has changed. I'm not sure why the doctor all of a sudden comes out and admits what we all knew to be the truth from the get-go, from the start of this insanity. But yet, you know, we look at the Super Bowl, for example, with all of the virtue signaling woke celebrities who are telling us, you know, don't be a AFFF, mask up, taking to social media, chastising those who aren't wearing masks, you know, creating this whole fear narrative. And yet they're partying like it's 1999 at the Super Bowl without a mask. I guess they were all holding their breaths like L.A. Mayor Garcetti. And so we see the hypocrisy. We see the lack of science behind their mandate. We know everything. We knew everything that we knew to be true. And yet the mainstream media, again, complicit in dividing this country. And I believe they are, the media is actually the enemy of this country because they have sowed division and dishonesty throughout our country in order to divide our country between the mask and the maskless, the unvaccinated and the vaccinated, the Republicans and the Democrats, and so on. But the Super Bowl, if anything, showed us was the abject hypocrisy of the whole mask mandate, especially when children in L.A. County have to still go to school 8 hours a day with their mask on, and they have a 99.98% chance of survival. Our kids here in Clark County don't have to mask up anymore to go to school, but they have to wear masks on the school bus. What is that? What sense does that make?
What do you make of the future? Do we have to worry that 98% can drop dramatically? Just as much as it's dropped in one direction, it can go the other direction in a nanosecond. Do you worry? Will you lose sleep over the fact that there may be another variant out there worse than Omicron?
Well, I mean, Omicron was contagious, but it wasn't deadly. I mean, we've lived with the flu since the day I was born. We've lived with the flu historically throughout ebbs and flows of a variety of variants. This is what viruses do. They variate. And when you introduce antibiotics, they become more resistant if you don't take your full dose of antibiotics. So what I fear is that we're creating variants that will be resistant because of the overuse of vaccines. The vaccine that was developed, and it's not a vaccine, does not treat Omicron. It didn't treat Delta. It wasn't designed to treat those variants. You can't vaccinate yourself from a flu. We never in the history of this country, in the medical community, have never vaccinated from the flu. As a matter of fact, the flu shot is only 50% effective. Why is that? It's because viruses variate. And when you look at the death toll related to just the common flu that we've all either survived or haven't survived, it had more deaths among children, and the deaths amongst able-bodied adults were also high. But when you look at the deaths related to COVID, we now know through the CDC's admission and the FDA's admission that they were basically classifying all deaths as COVID if you had COVID. If you were hit by a bus and you had COVID, you died of COVID. If you were shot by a gun and you had COVID, you died of COVID. So the death rate was extraordinarily inflated. And of that death rate, 95% of the deaths had at least 4 to 5 comorbidities, which means that people might have been going through cancer treatments. They might have had heart disease. They might have had a variety of illnesses that could be critical in and isolated amongst themselves. Obesity, 96% of the deaths from COVID had obesity, morbid obesity as a factor. The epidemic in this country is not necessarily Omicron or Delta or COVID. It's obesity and all of the diseases that come along with obesity.
There you have it. Megan Barth, every time she speaks, I learn something. It's really interesting. Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com and the editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Stay where you are. Do not touch that dial. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
We're tuning in now to a press conference where a spokesperson for New Mail Medical Center is answering questions from the media. Take a listen.
Yeah. Many men have tried pills with no success, or they have had bad side effects. What makes New Mail any different?
Our treatments can work even when pills have failed. Next question.
What if someone is diabetic, has high blood pressure, or even had prostate surgery?
We've treated tens of thousands of patients just like that, and with great success. Next question.
And for men who don't have ED, can New Mail still help them be at their best?
New Mail offers low T treatments, peptide therapy, medically managed weight loss, even treatments for hair loss.
Call now at 702-919-0609 or visit online at numale.com. Call New Mail Medical Center at 702-919-0609. That's 702-919-0609. New Mail, the experts in men's sexual health.
How would you like to save 10 to 20% immediately on your power bill? How would you like to lock in a low fixed monthly rate for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Auger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you do just that. Save a fortune on your power bill. Plus, for a limited time, there's a federal tax incentive that will save you 26% off the price of your solar system. And there's no out-of-pocket cost. I repeat, there's no out-of-pocket cost. As a bonus, you'll get a Vivint smart home security system with 3 years monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. It's time to make the switch to solar and save thousands in the long run on your power bill. Take advantage of these limited time offers. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check them out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-718-9646 or InspireSolarSolutions.com. InspireSolarSolutions.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
If you've been involved in a car accident, you need Nevada's legal elite, Demopolis Law, the firm you can trust. Visit us at legalelite.com.
11-year-old Hazel lives in a place that's rich in many things, but not money. Her job is to play, grow, and learn. But for kids like her in the world's poorest places, poverty gets in the way. Child Fund works in 24 countries to make sure children like Hazel grow up healthy, educated, self-sufficient, and safe. Why? Because Child Fund knows the promise inside every child is greater than the poverty around them. Learn more at childfund.org.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Yeah, we've been talking a lot the last couple of days about the Durham report. The lamestream media, the fake news media, is absolutely ignoring this story, and I do not know why. There's a story out there about the Durham report, which essentially says that it was the Hillary Clinton campaign that was spying on Trump, and that it was the Hillary Clinton campaign that was dealing with Russia. But yet, for some reason, the fake news media is ignoring this story. Granted, there's other news going on around the world. I get that. Gentlemen, Jim Dallas, though, but this is disturbing on its face because it's just so wrong because this is something that we need to let America know that Donald Trump was right.
Well, this goes all the way back to the founding fathers knowing how important a free press was to democracy and a republic that we live in. And you take a look at, we're talking over 48 hours after the revelation came forward, and the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, CBS News, NBC News, ABC News, the usual suspects have all ignored what is out there associated. And this has got to be the biggest scandal, if not bigger than Watergate. It's certainly the biggest scandal this century, wouldn't you think, Kevin?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's the more you see it, the more it becomes believable.
But the problem is if they're not covering it, then they will cover it, and the whole time they are slamming the Durham report in itself. And again, just the opposite of the Mueller report, but again, the Mueller report, it came back and it backfired on them. But there is a theory out there that the reason that whole thing happened, and now we're getting to the genesis of the whole investigation, was to cover the dirty deeds that Hillary and her people were doing to a sitting president and before he was in the White House, when he was a candidate, Donald Trump. So it's out there, but you really have to search for it. And again, this is example number 355, I think, of the media not living up to what the founding fathers expected them to do, and that's be accountable and hold the people who are in power, hold them accountable.
When will we get indictments? That's the ultimate question. And will people like Jake Sullivan, who's now a national security advisor to the president, will he be held accountable? Because he should be.
I tell you what's egregious, though, is when Donald Trump was still president and he was being interviewed by Leslie Stahl on 60 Minutes, he basically broke this report, and this was years ago, and she says, well, wait a minute, this is CBS, and we can't verify that, and yada, yada, yada. Here we are.
Yeah.
So, again, that's example 356.
You got it. More to come as we continue. We'll get you ready for Wayne Allyn Root coming up in just a couple of minutes on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allyn Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car. Foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com code QUOTE.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
There's only one candidate for any office who is endorsed by both President Donald Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis, and that's our conservative leader here in Nevada, Adam Laxalt. Adam Laxalt served as our Attorney General, taking on establishment elitist politicians from both parties. He's leading the charge to restore election integrity in our state. Laxalt sued the federal government, stopping unconstitutional attempts to grant amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants. Laxalt prevented gun grabbers from infringing on our Second Amendment rights. Laxalt preserved our constitutional liberties, protecting our property rights and our religious freedoms. As our next senator, Adam Laxalt will take on cancel culture. He'll fight the censorship of conservatives by big tech, and Laxalt will prevent our tax dollars from funding critical race theory in our schools. Adam Laxalt will always fight for us. He always has, and he always will. That is why President Trump and Governor DeSantis are in his corner. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate. Dollar, dollar.